Hey, Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. I'm back. Come on now. I'm back and I'm ready to talk some positivity with you guys. Today's episode, how to be happy. Being happy is so important. We're going to talk a lot about it today. So sit down, drink your coffee, drink your beer, drink whatever you want to drink, eat whatever you want to eat. But I'm so excited to be back, and I know you guys are too. I've had a lot of people, you know, coming at me, hey, when are you doing your show? Hey, this, hey, that. Hey, well, I'm doing it right now, and I hope you guys enjoy it. We got a lot to talk about today. How to make yourself happy coming up on Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. What is going on, you guys? Welcome back to Big Rob's Positivity Podcast, once formerly known as Chilling with Canada, has now, it's been changed. Big Rob's Positivity Podcast. I've been away for about, I think almost 2 years. 2 years since I've stopped doing my show. But I'm back, and I'm here to stay, and I hope you guys are excited, just as excited as I am. So today's show is going to be about how to be happy. But before we dive in, I kind of just want to give you guys a little rundown. So I'm going through some things in my life right now that aren't very easy for me to deal with. But I am very, very proud of the way that I have went about dealing with them. And, you know, I started seeing my therapist again. It's been about, I've been there about 5.5 weeks now. And, you know, one thing that I told her, I said, you know, we talk about things to help me cope with what I'm going through. And I said, you know, I had this podcast 2 years ago, and she was real, like, enthused. She wanted to know what it was about, this, that, and the other. And when I told her, her face, like, lit up, and she says, I think that's a great idea that you start that again. And, you know, not only do I feel like this is going to help me out, but I hope that I can help other people out while helping myself, because, you know, I get great joy with helping other people. One thing I always say on my show is everybody has a purpose, you know, and some people may not have found their purpose yet, but your purpose is there. You know, I don't care who you are. You have a purpose in life. We just have to get there. And one thing that I've learned in the past month and a half is, the man upstairs, he'll guide you. You know, he won't just throw you there and say, this is your purpose, but he's going to give you signs. And it's your decision if you want to take those signs and go with it, or if you're just like, well, I'll just figure it out one day. I also want to point out, so back in October, I was taken to the hospital for a very low heart rate. If you guys, you know, everything's good. I'm good. I'm good with that right now. I got another test coming up here in the next week. But if I stop and you don't hear me talk, understand I'm trying to catch my breath. I do get out of breath fairly quickly. So if you do hear a long pause, just understand that I'm just trying to catch my breath again. But I'm good. You know, my medicine's good. I'm doing what I need to do to take care of myself. And that's very important. Do what you need to do to take care of you. Nobody else is going to take care of you except for you. But yeah, I look forward to starting this entire thing again, you guys. And I truly, truly do hope that you guys enjoy. When I get behind a microphone, I don't know. It's just this feeling comes through me like this is great. I feel fantastic, you know, and it makes me feel some type of way. And I truly, truly do like the way it makes me feel. But hey, I just got back from Chattanooga. Let me just explain to you guys. I needed this weekend. It was a great weekend with the family. We went on it. It was called the North Pole Limited. It was kind of like a version of the Polar Express in a way. You know, we got on a train, took a train under the magic tunnel and ended up in the North Pole, seen Santa Claus, got a little magic bell, ate some cookies and some hot chocolate. It was a great time. Went to the aquarium. It's been a long time since I've been to an aquarium, and it was pretty cool. I really did enjoy it. But what made it all better was the family. You know, we were all with each other. You know, and families fight and have arguments, but at the end of the day, they're your family. They're always going to have your back. So it's important, especially around Christmas time, Thanksgiving, it's important that you stick with your family and you spend time with your family, because they're your true number one fans. I will just say that you're true number one fans. I have been getting sick. Oh, man, I just had the flu. I had strep throat. Man, I've had it all. It's been a heck of an end of the year, but it's okay. I'm still here and I'm still kicking. But how to be happy. Being happy is so, so important. And the only person who's going to make yourself happy is you. And, you know, people come into your life and you get these feelings for somebody. I'm not going to say the feelings aren't real, but you don't need somebody else to make you happy. And, you know, I'm still trying to understand that and let that sink in. But the only person who's really genuinely going to make you happy is you. You know, somebody may add to your happiness. But if you're not happy, how can somebody add to your happiness, if that makes sense? And like I said, this stuff that I'm telling you guys, I'm still, you know, there's some of it that I'm still trying to work on myself. And it's not easy. You know, it's not easy. It's not going to be easy. But during these hard times I'm going through, my support system is just, it's phenomenal. It's great. And it's making this process, I'm not going to say go away faster or go away quicker, but I'm going to say it's helping me. It's helping the whole situation easier. It's helping me cope with it easier. You know, I still have my days, and that's okay. You're going to have your days. You're going to cry. You're going to get upset. You're going to think you're nothing. Although, let me just say that since I started doing this podcast and planning and writing stuff down, you know, I am something. That's for damn sure. I am something. And everybody's something. But there are days that I do have my emotional days. And I just think back of the past. And, you know, I don't regret the past. I learned from the past, and I just know that I need to keep moving forward. I can't just stop. And you know, that's what I have a hard time with. I have a hard time with just stopping and saying, forget everything. I ain't got time for none of it. I'm just going to do whatever. But that's not good. You can't just stop. You know, you have to keep moving no matter what happens in your life. You know, you may have to pause for a minute, but you got to remember, you got to get back up and start again. Because if you stay paused for too long, well, that's when you may not get moving again. And, you know, I've struggled with that in the past. I've struggled with alcohol. I've struggled with drugs. And it turns you into somebody who you're not. And it'll change you and draw people away from you. And when this all happened to me, you know, I was very, very, I said to myself, you know what? That's what I want again. But, you know, I had to stop. And I called I called a family member, and I was like, this is what I want to do right now. You know, he was just like, stop. Stop talking stupid. You know, and where I am in my life today, I don't care what anyone's got to say, people who knew me in the past, I could care less about the past. But where I am today, I'm extremely, extremely proud of myself. One thing I do on this podcast is I'm going to keep it very real. But I had a drug and alcohol addiction, and I fought that battle hard. I fought that battle very, very hard. And if I was to go back to what I was doing, I would lose everything that I have fought for. Everything that I have fought. And that's just something that I'm not going to do again. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I may have a beer, a couple beers, you know, but as far as popping pills or doing other things, I'm not, because that was a hard ass battle that I had to fight, and I won, and I'm going to stay 100% clean, you know, because this is a bump in the road. It's a big bump, but I can't let it stop me from living my life. And like I said, you're going to have those times. You're going to have times where you want to cry, times where you want to think, what did I do wrong? Continue fighting. Continue moving on with your life. And be you. Make yourself happy. This is a quote that I actually was scrolling through Facebook and I found it. And it says, love yourself enough to set boundaries. Your time and energy are precious. You get to choose how you use it. You teach people how to treat you by deciding what you will and won't accept. Set boundaries. Relationships, work, regular playtime, whatever you want to call it. Be you. Be the authentic you. You know, and you treat you how you would want others to treat you. You know, if you're not happy, how can somebody else add to your happiness? You know, and not one person is going to make you happy. They may add to your happiness, but as far as making you happy, you need to make yourself happy. And that's one thing that I really do truly need to work on. You know, because if I'm not happy, how can somebody else make me happy? To me, it doesn't make sense. They can add to your happiness and bring joy and happiness to your life, but you're in control of your happiness. You're in control of who you are and what you do and the things you say. Nobody else. You know, you hear people all the time, well, he made me say it. Well, why? How? How did he make you say something? You said that. You did it on your own. You know, and you know, everybody, you know, they have a tendency to be, let's see, Winnie the Pooh. Everybody has a tendency to be more like Eeyore than Tigger, you know, and Eeyore's I'm Eeyore, you know, the depressed, I don't even know what he is, I don't know what kind of animal he is, but we're moving on. Rather than Tigger, who's all jumpity-jump, up and down, you know, having a good time. Having a great time, you know what I'm saying? But we all have a tendency to be like more like Eeyore than Tigger, to ruminate more on the bad experiences than positive ones. You know, it's an evolutionary adaption over learning from the dangerous or hurtful situations that we encounter through life. You know, bullying, trauma, betrayal, but it helps us avoid them in the future and react quickly in a crisis. You know, it just means that you have to work a little harder to train your brain to conquer negative thoughts. You know, when I first started going through all this, you know, I didn't think nothing positive. It was all negative. What I'm going to do now, my life's over, I can't take it anymore. But that's just where your brain instantly goes. You know, it goes right to the negative thoughts. And we have to work to train our brains to be more like Tigger. Like, oh, this happened, but it's okay. You know, it's going to suck for a little bit, but I got this. I got this. 100% I got this, and nobody's going to stand in my way. And again, that's something that I need to work on as well. You know, but one thing you can't do is, you know, don't try to stop the negative thoughts. You know, telling yourself, I have to stop thinking about this, it only makes you think about it more. You know, instead, own it, own your worries, and when you're in a negative cycle, acknowledge it. For example, I'm worrying about money. I'm obsessing about problems at work. Own it and fix it. Don't stop the negative thoughts because it's going to make you think about it more. You know, it's going to make you think about it more no matter what. No matter who you are. Treat yourself like your friend, okay? You know, when you're feeling negative about yourself, just ask yourself, you know, what advice would you give a friend, you know, who was down on themselves? And that's something that I want to talk about for a minute. You know, I've always been the type of person to make other people laugh. And no matter what kind of day I'm having, if you're laughing, I'm Gucci. You know, we'll be okay. You know, no matter what is going on with my life, I want to make sure other people are laughing and having a good time. Because it's extremely important for me. You know, and going through what I'm going through now, I've noticed it's harder. It's a little bit harder for me to do that. Which is why, again, one of the reasons why I wanted to start my show. Because doing my show, it'll be a piece of cake. You know, I'll make you laugh. Don't worry about me. I'm worried about you. I want to make you laugh. Let me tell you a joke. Let me bring joy to your life to make you feel better about yourself. You know, and it's important that do that to yourself. You know, and I'm going to start doing that. You know, if I want to make other people laugh, well, I'm going to say some joke in my head and make me laugh too. You know, treat yourself like your friend. You know, it's very, very important. And you know, you may be having a bad day. And you may tell me, hey, man, I'm having a rough day. That's okay. Everybody is entitled to have a bad day. But I'm going to do my damnedest to make you laugh. You know, and at 99.7% of the time, it definitely, definitely does work. So yeah, it's just so important. It's so, so important. You know, don't tell yourself you ain't doing nothing. You can't do it. You're nothing. You are something. Shit. Everybody's something. I don't care who you are, the color of your skin. If you have a disability, it doesn't matter. Everybody in this world has a purpose. Understand that. Not everybody may have found their purpose in life yet, but it's there. And the man upstairs, he's going to give you signs if he hasn't been giving you signs already. You know, people come into your life for a reason. People leave your life for a reason. You know, not everybody's meant to stay in your life forever. But in that point in time, it's what he sent for you. It's what the signs he showed you. But now it's time to move on because he found something better for you. You know, and I haven't, you know, I'm not a real, I believe in God. I do. But I've been seeing more signs since this has all been going on. A lot more than I have. And whether the signs were being given to me all along and I failed to look at those signs, I pay attention to those signs on a daily basis. You know, and it's extremely important because, you know, there's a purpose for me in this world. There's somebody out there for me. You know what I'm saying? And as of right now, though, I'm working on me. You know, I'm worrying about me because I matter. You know, I truly, truly do matter, just like anybody else matters. But when this all first started happening, you know, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I didn't think I mattered one bit. Truly didn't. You know, and that's sad. That's sad. But, you know, I had to wake up and realize that I do matter. I'm always going to matter. You know, I've done some things in my past that I learned from. And they were mistakes, but I learned from those mistakes. And the only thing we can do after we learn from those mistakes is move forward. You know, don't get stuck in the past. You know, don't treat the past as a jail sentence, because it's not a jail sentence. You know what I'm saying? It's a learning experience. You know, bail yourself out, because it's not a jail sentence. You know, but when you do get a negative thought, you know, challenge it. Challenge your negative thoughts. You know, Socratic questioning is the process of challenging and changing irrational thoughts. You know, the goal is to get you from a negative mindset, like I'm a failure, to a more positive one, like I've had a lot of success. This is just a setback that doesn't reflect on me. Look at it like that. You got to. You're not a failure. You may have failed at something. Doesn't make you a failure. Look at it like you've done so much already. Keep going. Don't let this stop you. Keep going. Because you've done a whole lot. So keep going. You know, and the bottom line is, you know, negative thinking happens to all of us. Don't matter who you are. It happens to everybody. But if we recognize it and then challenge it, we are taking a big step towards a more happier life. You know, don't let it stop you, except challenge it. Recognize it, challenge it, and move on. Go. Full force forward. You got this. You got this. This is a setback, but don't let it stop you. Don't let it stop you all the way. You know, our lives, we're going to have twists and turns, humps and jumps, falls. Get back up. Turn around. You got it. We all got it. You know, and like I said, you know, even I have to learn how to recognize it, own it, move forward. Not easy. None of it's easy. But it's okay. It will be okay. You know, I excuse me. I work with this lady. I'm not going to say no names. But you know, I consider us family. Because when I was going through all this, you know, I let her know what was going on. And no matter what she had going on in her life, didn't matter what it was, she was making sure that I was okay. No matter what it was, she was making sure that I was good. Every day, twice a day, sometimes three times a day, she was making sure that I was okay. I remember a few days after all this was going on, you know, she sent me a couple messages and I didn't answer her. And when I finally did, because I was sleeping, when I finally did, she was like, man, I thought I was going to have to come get you. You know, you didn't answer me. You know, and that right there, you know, that meant a lot. You know, that's the first step of me realizing that I do matter. You know, just because this setback is holding me back right now doesn't mean I don't matter. Doesn't mean other people don't care about me, because they do. And I realize that now, you know, it makes you when you see how many people genuinely care about you. It makes you feel good. Now, this lady, you know, she keep it real. God, I tell you, she keep it 100% real. But that's what I need. That's what I want. Keep it real with me. It may hurt my feelings. But you need to keep it real and be like, hey, you need to keep moving forward. You know, it's okay to have those setbacks, be emotional, be sad, be mad. It's good. It's Gucci. Do it. Do you. But understand that you need to keep moving. Because if you don't keep moving, your mind's going to keep thinking more of the negative, negative, and negative, and negative. You don't want that. I don't want that. Because when my mind thinks negative and I'm stuck in a mind state like I'm in, not good. So what's the most important? To keep moving. And one thing that I generally like about doing the show is I'm constantly moving. Maybe not physically walking, running, jumping, skipping, but I'm moving my fingers to the next show and writing stuff down on a constant basis. You know, I even have stuff wrote down for my next show. You know, it's just, it doesn't stop. And that's one way to help me cope with everything going on. You know, and my therapist, you know, we have a plan set up. You know, a few things to work on every time. And we go back and we talk about it. And we had some stuff wrote down in the plan. And, you know, one of the things that I do highly recommend for people is keeping a journal. You know, and at first, I couldn't get with it. But I'll tell you, when I started writing, I didn't know what the hell was going to be said. I just wrote. Whatever was upstairs was going on this paper. And after I wrote this stuff down, you know, I said, damn, I feel good. You know, I feel great. And I keep it all. You know, I keep it all. But it makes me feel amazing. It makes me feel good. I write it down and I have a clear mindset. I generally believe in keeping a journal. You know, I truly, truly do, because it'll help you. It'll help you. And that journal's, that's yours. Don't nobody else need to read it. It's your journal. You know, but write down what the thoughts you're having. You know, write it down. And if you want to keep it, keep it. If you want to write it down, rip the pages out and burn it, burn it. Get it out. You don't feel comfortable talking to somebody, get it out. You know, and I saw a therapist, you know, way back when. And, you know, that's just not something that you tell everybody. You know, it's not something that's mentioned. And, you know, I still do. You know, I don't want to just tell someone, oh, yeah, I got a therapy appointment. You know, some people that I talk to, yeah, because they understand. And you would think everybody should understand, but you know, everyone just doesn't. You know, so instead of saying I got therapy for me, I'm just like, I gotta go to see a doctor. I gotta go to the doctor. You know, but and this is what I'm about to say next is even hard for me. You know, it's ain't nothing wrong with seeing no therapist. It's not a damn thing wrong with seeing a therapist. Somebody who's gonna help you find your happiness, cope with your feelings. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Do I have a hard time with that still? Absolutely. You know, I don't have many, you know, I don't hang out with many people anymore, you know, and that's by choice. And the ones that I do hang out with, yeah, they may know what I'm talking about when I say I'm going to go see a doctor. But, you know, something inside of me still, just a little itty bitty piece, it's like, damn. Do I really need to go see a therapist because of my issues? Because why? But you know, at the end of the day, it really, truly ain't nothing to be ashamed of. Because you're taking the next step to help you, to make you happy. You know, it don't matter what anyone else got to say about it. If you're happy, that's all that matters. But like I said in the beginning of the show, you know, nobody's going to make you happy except for you. Somebody may or people may add to your happiness. But as far as people making you happy, in my opinion, it don't work like that. You've got to find your own happiness. Let people guide you. Have those people that can guide you in the right direction, you know, but only person who's going to make you happy is going to be yourself. Nobody else can do it. They're going to add to it, but they can't add to it if you don't feel that way. You're not happy. How can they add to it? You know, people ask you, "Oh, you good?" Yeah, I'm good. In reality, are you truly good? Are you truly good? You know, ain't nothing wrong with seeing no therapist now. And I understand that now, you know, but like I said, still a little bit in me is like, man, do I really need to see somebody to make me happy? Not to make me happy. I apologize. Going back to guide me to find who I am. You know, because I'm not going to lie to none of y'all. Like I said, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it real with y'all. But when I'm going through all this right now, 100% lost, confused, don't know. You know, those feelings are real, and those feelings are new to me. You know, I've never felt this way before. You know, so I don't know how to react. You know, I just downed myself, and thought to myself, do I have a purpose? Am I a good person? Do I need to be here? And you know, that's when I got the ball rolling on seeking help, as in my therapist, is when I questioned, do I need to be here? Because everybody's here for a reason. Everybody's here for a reason. And when you start having thoughts like that, you need to take the next step and go get help. Because, yeah, I'm here for a reason. Damn straight I am. So I'm going to keep living my life. I'm not going to let this setback hold me back. I'm going to keep moving. With help, family, friends, my therapist, I'm going to keep going. You know, because I'm not about to lose everything that I worked hard for. I'm just not going to do it. You know, my emotional days, sure, I got them. You know, and I get those feelings, you know, most of the time when I'm by myself, you know, and I'm just sitting there just doing my thing on my phone, and I'm just like, damn, you know, I miss that. But there's nothing you can do about it now. Besides, work on yourself, fix yourself, move on. You know, move on. I want to read another quote. Most of y'all know this lady who said this, but this is another one I seen on Facebook. It's be healthy and take care of yourself, but be happy with the beautiful things that make you you. We all have beautiful characteristics. You know, don't care who you are. We all have beautiful characteristics. But, you know, it's super, super important to be healthy and to take care of you. You know? And I know it's hard for some people because there's a lot of people in this world that worry about others before themselves, but it's so important to worry about you. Because if you're not happy, how do you expect to make other people happy? You know, if you're not healthy, what's that going to do for the other person? You know, you need to worry about you. That quote, that was from Beyonce. But that's 100% true. You know, be healthy and take care of yourself, but be happy with the beautiful things that make you you. You know, and kind of going back to the whole journal, you know, one way to help is to maybe rewrite your story. You know, rewriting your story, you know, it can lead to behavioral changes and improve happiness. You know, and one thing that I found online in some research, you know, it suggests that, you know, going back, and this was, I found some of this information online that I'm about to read, but it's what I do too, you know, and writing in a personal journal, You know, and this one says, so the study that I was reading online, you know, it said writing a personal journal for 15 minutes a day, and that can lead to a boost of your overall happiness and well-being, 100%. Because it's like I just said, the minute you write in your journal, you clear your head, you feel good. You know, you're like, hell yeah, got it all out. I'm going to keep it, or you're going to burn it. It doesn't matter what you do. You got it out. You wrote it down. Because you leave stuff built up in your head, eventually, you're going to blow a gasket. You know, no matter who you are, you're going to blow a gasket. And writing in a journal is just, it'll, like it said here, it'll boost your overall happiness and well-being. You know, and in part with all that, it allows us to express our emotions, be mindful of our circumstances, and resolve our inner conflict. You know, and honestly, even taking a next step and focus on one particular challenge you face and write and rewrite your story. Take one thing that you face in life, write it down. Write it down. Work on it. Fix it. Change it. Do what makes you happy. It's important to be happy. It'll make your life a whole lot easier. You know, we all have a personal narrative, you know, that shapes our view of the world, and not only of the world, but of ourselves. You know, but sometimes, you know, our inner voice, it just doesn't get it, you know. But by writing and then editing our own stories, you know, we can change our perceptions of ourselves and identify, you know, the obstacles that stand in the way of our personal well-being. You know, write it down. Edit your own stories. Change it, our perceptions of it, and identify the obstacles that stand in our way. Identify the obstacles that stand in our way. Fix it, change it, move forward. That's so important. It's just something you have to do. Not easy, and not everybody wants to write or necessarily likes writing in a journal, and that's okay. There's other ways to cope with these. This is just one, and it's one that I definitely agree with, writing stuff down in a journal. And you can write a whole book, and once you run out of pages in that book, you're outside having a bonfire, throw that mug in the bonfire, burn it. You have a clear mind. You got those things off your chest. You know, another big one that I like, you know, it's practice optimism. You know, what is optimism? You know, and it's hopefulness and confidence about the future or the successful outcome of something. You know, it is part generic, but it's also part learned. You know, even if you were, you know, you were born into a family of gloomy roses, you know, you can still find your inner ray of sunshine. You know, it doesn't mean ignoring the reality of a dire situation, you know, but for example, okay, after getting, say, denied a job, people may feel defeated and think, oh man, I ain't never going to recover from this. Whereas an optimist would acknowledge the challenge in a more hopeful way, you know, like saying, you know, this is going to be difficult, but it's a chance to rethink my future, you know, or rethink my life goals and truly, again, look to see what makes me happy. You know, that's an optimistic person, you know, but don't think that because something bad happened in your life that it's over. It's not. It may be hard to get through. It's not completely over. You know, because that man upstairs, he ain't going to let it be completely over. And I promise you that. 100%. I promise you that. You know, but if he's showing us signs, you know, it takes two to tango. He's not going to keep showing you signs and you ignore the signs. Because eventually, he may stop showing you signs because he sees that you don't care. You know, but if he's sending you signs and you're realizing that he's sending you signs, go. Follow those signs. Because at the end of the day, he's got your back. Got your back 100%. You know, and it's just, it's important that we follow those signs, you guys. You know, this one's a big one. You know, this one's a very big one. And it's kind of why I started doing this show. But I do need to take a breather for like 35 seconds. But I promise you, it's only 35 seconds. So don't go away, I'll be right back. Right, I'm back. Sorry, you guys. Like I said, remember, I need to catch a breather. I just needed to get a drink and catch my breath. But I'm back, so let's continue moving on. You know, and like I said, this next one is a big one, you know, and it's, you know, surrounding yourself with positive people. Huge, huge. I want to talk about this for a little bit, you know, because positivity is so important for a happy life. So important, you know, and if you're a positive person and you go around people that are just straight out negative, that's going to take a toll on your positivity, you know, and sometimes it'll piss you off. Like, man, these people are so negative and I'm just this positive person, you know, you don't need those people in your life. You know, at the end of the day, it's going to get you in trouble. You know, because if you got a group of 15 friends, all 15 of them friends are nothing but negative people, and you're just one positive guy, you know, they may do everything in their, just bring your everything in their power to bring your positivity down. And, you know, you wouldn't think that, but it happens. You know, it happens. You know, and I think I said this in one of my old shows a couple years back, you know, show up to a party like you're meant to be there, you know, go in that party with your positive energy, your laughs, your jokes, be you. You're going to attract people, you know, you may not attract everybody, but you're going to. If you're a positive person and you're a happy-go-lucky person, it's very, very good chance that you're going to draw in those positive people and those happy people and people who have positive energy, you know? And then, you know, the people who are like, hey, man, this guy's so happy for what? You know, why is this guy happy? You know, one person who I really want to, and I'll say his name because I know he's not going to care. He moved to Oregon, a good friend of mine. His name's Corey Ray. You know, and he went through a bad alcohol problem, you know, a few years back. Had to go get some help. But, you know, he doesn't let anything or anyone bother him. Nothing. Zero. You know, and it's just amazing how he went from everybody pissing him off to him not having, not going to say care in the world, but he's not going to let anybody piss him off. He's not going to let anything piss him off. He's going to laugh about it and move on. And, you know, that's his daily attitude. That's his daily attitude. He's just, that's just who he is. And, you know, if we had more people like him in this world, hey, we would have positive energy all over the place. You know, unfortunately, we don't. But he's just a good example because that's just, that's who he is now. You know, I could call him and be all upset and he'd be like, you know, just cracking jokes. You know, why are you letting that get to you? Don't be stupid. Don't be silly. You'll be all right. And then he'll give me his intake, his input on it. And it's like, damn, man, you're right. You know, you're 100% absolutely correct. You know, and I don't think like that. Heck no, I don't think like he does. But the way he thinks is just, it's amazing to me. You know, it's just, nothing is going to make this man mad. Nothing. I don't care what you do to this man, unless you, you know, unless it's something to do with his kid, you know, his little girl. But other than that, you can do everything in your power to try to piss this man off. Not going to work. He's going to laugh in your face. He looks at the bigger picture. He looks at the bigger things in life. And, you know, not everybody can do that. Not everybody can do that, but he can. He most definitely can. You know, it's just, it's important that we find our happy place, guys. You know, and you know, where you live can have a profound effect on your happiness also. You know, if you don't fit in, if you don't know your neighbors, if walking outside doesn't put a spring in your step, find a new place to live. You know, of course, if you can afford it, you know what I'm saying? But the places where you live can definitely have a huge, huge impact on your happiness. You know, if you don't like where you live, well, first step to being happy is moving. You know, whether it be with somebody, by yourself, another state, hell, another country if you're that unhappy. But finding a place to live and be happy, important. You know, because that's your home. You're going there every day if you're not working. You're sleeping there. You're waking up there. You're having parties there. It's so important to love where you live. It's so important to love where you live. You know, and look for signs that people there, you know, are connected and create opportunities to connect with each other on a regular basis. You know, there's a lot of neighborhoods in this town that have neighborhood yard sales, or one neighbor has a party and people from the neighborhood come over and bring food. You know, I know a couple of neighborhoods like that, you know, and that is amazing. That is fantastic. You know, not everybody lives in a neighborhood like that. But that can definitely help you be happy. You know, it can add to your happiness. You know, everybody coming together in a neighborhood, having a big street party, a big block party. That's great. Awesome. That can add to your happiness. You know, because y'all all care about each other. You're all going to have each other's back. You know, you see those signs say neighborhood watch, community. Everybody's watching out for everybody. You know, and if something goes wrong, everybody in that neighborhood, they're going to know about it. No matter what, they're going to know about it. You know, this one I do like, and it's probably one of my favorites, and it's spend time in nature, outside, walking on trails, just even walking down the street. You know, to me, you know, just walking on a quiet tree-lined path, you know, can result in meaningful improvements of your mental health and even your physical, even the physical changes to the brain, you know, even the sun can also make a difference. But just walking and hearing the birds, seeing the squirrels, seeing the deer just hanging out, eating grass, running away, it's beautiful, and it soothes my mind, and it makes me calm. You know, it makes me very, very calm. You know, one of my favorite, and I don't do it often, excuse me, I don't do it often, but when I get a chance to go on a boat, it's so beautiful, just going fast down the lake, just looking around at all the trees, all the different types of birds, you know, camping. I love camping. I didn't go camping at all this past year, but camping is phenomenal. Not only are you away, you're not working, but you're outside. You're around a fire. You're cooking camping food. You're going on kayaks. You're playing. You're having a fun time outside in nature. You know, it makes you feel fantastic. Everything about it is great. You know, if you're having a bad day, I know so many people that just want to go outside their front porch and sit outside and just watch. Just watch the birds, the sounds, the cars, the trees, the wind, the sun. Shoot, even if it's raining, people love to go outside and just listen to the rain. Because it's soothing. It's calming. You know, it's great. It will help your mind. It will help your mind. Help your brain. You know, it'll help you all together. You know, so one thing that I did research is this disorder called seasonal affective disorder. And it's a type of depression, you know, that is related to changes in the season. And, you know, I started back on my depression medicine. Again, I ain't got no shame. No shame. You know, and nobody should judge you for needing to take medicine for your depression, because depression is a real thing. 1000% it's a real thing. And some depression disorders are worse than others. But the only thing that you can do, you know, is be there for somebody, you know, and understand that they're going through things, but you need to be that person for them. And that's so important. Give me 1 second, you guys. I'm so sorry. Hang on 1 minute. Technical difficulties. Okay, anyways, be there for them. Have their back. You know, don't judge them because they need to take medicine to help them cope with their feelings. You know, but when I went to get my medicine from my doctor, you know, before he knew really what was going on, he was like, yeah, the season's changing, and that can definitely bring in your or bring out some depression. I was like, well, I'm going through this and this. And he's like, oh, okay. But now that I researched this disorder that's called seasonal affective disorder, you know, I believe it 100%. Weather's changing. People are getting sad. You know, it's a real thing. Again, you've got to be there for the person. Be there for those people. Help them cope with it. You know, it ain't easy. It is not easy. It's far from being easy. But you have to be there for that person. Be a good friend. Help that person get through these difficult times in life. You know? So, this one I was actually taught by my therapist years ago, and it's called the 1 minute rule. You know, and it's pretty much to do any task that can be finished in a minute. You know, hang up a jacket, fold a piece of clothes, put a dish in the dishwasher. And the reason that's called the 1 minute rule is, you know, also try to incorporate the 1 minute rule into your daily life. And the reason you do that is because it will give you a short boost of happiness after you accomplish so much in a short time. You do the dishes, you do the dishes, you fold some clothes, bam, you put the clothes up, empty laundry basket, dishwasher's running. Man, I just did this. I feel great. Clean your house. I feel great. Clean your car. I feel great. It gives you those little boosts of confidence to help you build up your happiness. You know, spend time with happy people. You know, there's a lot of different studies out there, you know, that show that our happiness is linked with the happiness of others. You know, there was actually a big study started in 1948, and it was called Framingham Heart Study. And that's tracked back 3 generations of participants, okay? And what it was designed to identify risk factors for heart disease, you know, resulting in reams of data on health, food, fitness, stress, family issues, and happiness, you know. And after parsing the data, you know, they reached a number of conclusions about happiness. And a few of those, I'm going to tell you guys a few. One of them, people's happiness depends on the happiness of others whom they are connected. Okay, friends, family, you know, if you're around a bunch of happy people, oh man, you're definitely going to be a happy, happy person, you know, and that's great. You know, a person's happiness extends to 3 degrees of separation, you know, meaning that it can influence and be influenced by their friends' friends, and the friends of people who are friends of their friends. You know, if you're going to a party with your buddy, you've never met these people before, you know, and they're just not the happiest people in the world, that can have an effect on your happiness. And that's what we want to avoid. You know, we want to go around people who are happy. If my friend's friend is happy and his friend's friends are happy, we're golden. Bunch of happy people having a good time. Ain't nothing like a party there. You know, but that can definitely, and that's one of the, on that whole study, you know, that's another one, you know. And each additional happy friend increases your chance of happiness by 9%. You know, so if you have, if your friend's happy and their friend's friend's happy and their friend's 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 happy, man, you're about to be happy as hell, you know. And that's great. That is great. You know, surround yourself with happy people. You know, there's no reason for, you know, let me take this back. Everybody's going to have sad days. Everybody's going to have emotional days. You know, but try your best to be happy. And if you're having a hard time being happy one day, go around people who will make you laugh, who will make you just smile, you know, who will help you be happy, who will guide you to be happy. You know, people aren't going to make you happy. They're going to add to your happiness. You know, and a lot of people, not everyone's going to agree with everything that I'm saying. But what I'm saying makes sense. You know, in my head anyways. But it's very, very, very important that we surround ourselves with happy people. Because it's going to boost our happiness up. You know, and if you notice somebody having a bad day, make them laugh. Make them feel good. Let them know everything's going to be okay. You know, everything's going to be just fine. You know, and it's great. Making other people feel happy is great. It's a great thing. You know, something else that I wanted to talk about is, you know, find purpose at work. This is a big one for me. You know, we all like to complain about work, but it plays an important role in your happiness. Work, no matter what type of work, you know, it helps us feed our families, put roofs over our heads, and connect with other people. You know, being kind to others is a proven path towards happiness. But again, don't forget to be kind to yourself as well. So I work for the school system down here in Clarksville. And the school that I work at is a Title I school, which is a low-income school. And I like to be that person for these kids and to make them laugh and to let them know that they have a purpose and that somebody cares about them. You know, because not all of them go home to a happy home, you know. And when I started going through all this stuff in my personal life, you know, one of the things that I was concerned about was, am I going to still be able to be that person for these kids? And this is an emotional topic for me because, you know, my mom made sure we had food. And we had roofs, but we weren't rich. You know, we weren't rich. You know, we lived in a hotel for quite some time because we couldn't afford anything else. But my biggest concern with all this stuff going on in my life was, am I going to be able to still be this positive, happy person to be here for these kids? And I was scared that I wasn't going to be able to do that anymore. And, you know, that's one of the things that I told my therapist is, you know, can I do it? Can I still be that person? And she says, do you want to be that person? And I says, well, yeah. She goes, so be that person still. The only person who's not going to make you be that person is you. You know, that's stuck. Because she's absolutely correct. Just because I'm going through these hard times doesn't mean that I shouldn't still be that person for these kids. Kids are very important to me, you know, and watching them and doing what I can do at the time to make sure that they're good and to make sure that, you know, they're going to have a successful life. So important to me, man. Because I see myself in some of these kids. You know, I was just a kid causing ruckus in school, not listening to the teachers. You know, I'd never talk crazy to one of my teachers, but as far as not listening, sure, I wouldn't. You know, I'd do dumb stuff, get me in trouble. Some of these kids, you know, the Christmas break is Thanksgiving and Christmas break, you know, most people are all excited about leaving school, right? But for some of these kids, you know, the Thanksgiving break and Christmas break, it's not their cup of tea. And I say that because when they come to school, they have mentors. They have people that care about them. They have people that want to see them succeed. They have food. They have shelter. They have warmth. You know, we don't know what these kids are going home to. I'm not saying they're being mistreated. I'm just saying it's a low-income school. You know, and just having that thought in the back of my head that some of these kids are going home to snacks. And don't know if their heat's going to be on. You know, that's not easy. It's not easy at all. You know, and it's hard. And you know, there's a lot of people out there that are just like, oh man, 1 week till Christmas break. Heck yeah. I mean, yeah, I see why. But they don't take into consideration of how some of the kids are feeling about it. They don't want this Christmas break, man. They don't want this Thanksgiving break, man. They don't even want the weekend because they're not at school. And that's hard. That's very, very hard, you know, but the only thing I can do is be there for them. And continue to be that person for them, because my therapist was absolutely right. The only person who's not going to be there for those kids anymore, who's going to make the decision if I can or can't be, is me. And I'll be damned if I'm not going to be no more. Everybody in my building that I work with, kids, I care about them all. I will protect them all. Even if they have a badass attitude, I'll still protect you. Ain't nobody going to hurt them. Because I'm not going to let it happen. Because what I see is I see all those kids on their way to find their purpose in this world. And they're going to get there. They're going to get there and they're all going to be successful. You know, and I'm going to be that person there for them and with them. You know, and I enjoy my job. I enjoy being at the building that I'm in. And I will continue to be there for them and be that person for them because, shoot, it makes me happy. Makes me happy knowing that I'm bringing them joy. You know, I'll correct them if they need correction, but I'm going to make sure they laugh at school, have fun at school, make school feel like a safe place. Because school should be a safe place. It should be a place of learning and education. But it don't hurt to cut up with them every once in a while. You know, let them know like, hey, they do care about me. You know, another thing I want to talk about, you know, it's identifying what makes you happy. And the first step, you know, to making yourself happy is to figure out what things in life that bring you joy and contentment, you know, and sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the idea of what you think will make you happy rather than what actually does, you know, and people strive for that perfect relationship, that perfect house, the beautiful body, the approval of others, all in an attempt to be happy, you know, and sometimes these things make us happy, and other times we stress over not having reached our goals or we reach them to find that we're still not happy. Now, at other times, you know, we focus so intensely on one goal that's thought to bring happiness that we don't have time for other things in our life that will truly, you know, make us happy. You know, and you don't need to have a Tesla to be happy. You don't need to have a 5-bedroom, 17-bath house with horses and cows and chickens and 1,000 acres to be happy. You don't have to have a 6-pack to be happy. You don't, here's a big one right here. You don't have to have the approval from others to be happy. You don't. Find what truly makes you happy. And your friends and family will either support you and guide you to that happiness, or they won't. And if they don't, so be it. Continue to be happy. You know, attitude affects happiness too. You know, your attitude about life and the things that happen to you each day can cause impact of your overall level of happiness and your life satisfaction. You know, when you view the stressors of your life as a challenge rather than treat it, you tend to come up with more effective solutions. You know, you also feel more exhilarated, you know, rather than drained as you tackle these circumstances. You know, and finding balance, you know, many people pursue the goals that they expect will make them happy. But happiness isn't always the end result, you know, and we all know people who have put everything they have into their careers, you know, at the expense of their personal lives, only to wonder why they're successful and still unhappy. You know, truth is, in order to make yourself happy, you know, you need to find balance. You know, a good job and financial stability can be important for happiness, you know, but you must also balance these things with other factors that promote happiness, you know, your health, your relationships, there's no happiness quick fix. You know, it's a balancing act. You know, so don't devote the lion's share of energy to pursuing a single goal to the exclusion of other important lifestyle factors. You know, as you set your goals, remember all of the areas of life that are important to you. Map out detailed description of how you would like your whole life to look, or set goals and develop healthy habits for a different area of your life each month. You know, work towards your goals. You know, if you're trying to make positive changes in your life, it's so important to set yourself up to succeed. You know, set small goals. You know, work your way into a new habit with baby steps, and you'll feel more successful every step of the way and be less likely to give up. Number two is reward your progress. For each small goal you reach, allow yourself to feel pride. And perhaps give yourself a small reward, you know. And the third one, you know, don't forget to enlist social support, you know. Tell the supportive people in your life what you're attempting and tell them about your successes. Those people will have your back. Those people will guide you and keep you moving, you know. They'll understand what you're doing and keep you moving and help you keep going. You know, and it's just like everything else. Making yourself happier is a process. So give your time, give yourself time to make the changes and see the changes. You know, go for a walk, keep a journal, talk to a therapist. Finding ways to make yourself happy often starts with small steps that help you work towards your long-term goals. You know, spend time thinking about the things that will help you feel happy and satisfied in your life, and consider some of the ways that you can work towards some of those goals. You know, happiness is not a destination. It's a process of creating a life that brings you joy, purpose, fulfillment. You know, you don't need to wait to become happy. There are steps you can take each day to feel better and more content. It's just how it is. You know, it's not a destination. You can be happy whenever. You know, but you need to create that life that brings you joy, that brings you a purpose, that brings you fulfillment. You know, I'm almost done, but excuse me. I want to go over some tips to live a happy life. You know, and one of the ones that I wrote down in the notebook was, you know, recognize that you have choices. You know, you can't prevent many of the difficulties that you'll encounter, but you can control how you respond to them. You know, another one, practice gratitude. You know, even during the most difficult life experiences, there are often things to be grateful for. Acknowledge what is good in your life. It's an essential step in learning how to live a happy life. And 2 years ago, actually, one of my shows was talking about gratitude. And yes, we may come up across some difficulties, but be grateful for what you have. Acknowledge it. You know. Forgiveness, you know, anger toward yourself, toward things that have happened in your life, can be a significant burden. When you let go of anger, you know, you'll begin to learn how to be happy with yourself. You know, forgive. You don't have to forget about it, but forgive yourself, because it'll bring you happiness and joy. You know, don't have to forget what he did, what they did, what she did, what it did. But just forgive him. Because if you don't, you're living with that burden inside of you. And that's going to prevent you from being happy. Because you're going to get mad about it every time you think about it. Don't forget about it, but forgive. Forgive. You know, mindfulness. You know, become aware of the role your thoughts play in the quality of your daily life. You know, focusing on bad things and negative emotions can be destructive. You know, you can learn to be happier when you stop dwelling on the negative and focus on the more positive side of things. Not everything's got to be negative. Not everything's got to be negative. Focus on the positive side of things. You know, what can you do to make this better? You know, yeah, you may have messed up. Make it better. You know, friendship. And that's actually going to be my my next show about friendship. And that's super important. Super duper important. I've got a bunch of notes already written down for it, because friendship is extremely important. Having the right friends and looking for those red flags. You know, and without the love of fellowship of friends, loneliness may become a factor that can distract you from your health, happiness, and overall well-being. You know, I still have those days where I'm sad and emotional, but if I'm by myself, it tends to be a lot more, you know. So once I do start feeling that way, I definitely like to get my mind moving again, and being there for people, and talking to people, and just writing down in my journal, you know, what I'm feeling, getting it out of my head onto the paper, and then having that clear mindset afterwards. You know, it's so important. Just being happy is all around important. And, you know, I want to talk about the small wins again, you know, rewarding yourself, you know, try and, set and work toward achieving some small goals, you know, find a goal or two goals, whatever, that are relatively easy, you know, and have a plan in place for how you will achieve them. And it can boost your confidence. 100% it'll boost your confidence. There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. But being happy is important. Everybody has a purpose in this world. Everybody deserves happiness. The only person who's going to make you happy is you. People can add to your happiness, but you are in full control of your feelings. You know, if somebody says something and you hurt your feelings, well, you take it how you want. But you're in control at the end of the day. You're in full control. Be happy. Life is rough, bumpy, curvy, but at the end of the day, life is good. We all have difficulties, trials, and tribulations that we need to go through. But it's okay. Because at the end of the day, you are who you are. And nobody should change for other people. And nobody should feel like they're not worth it or they can't do it, because you can. 100% you can. And guess what? You will. Whatever you're going through right now, bad, not so good, you got it. You'll get through it. Ain't nobody gonna stop you unless you stop you. And you shouldn't stop you, because this is just a bump in the road. No, your life's not over. You're wanted. You're loved. You're here because you have a purpose. Everybody has a purpose in life. Be happy. It'll be all right. I promise. And doing this show, you know, my first show back, you know, it, this whole time, it made me feel good. You know, I have a purpose. Everyone's got a purpose. You know, and I am somebody, and I will somebody. I will be somebody, sorry. And so are you. So will you. My next show is going to be about friendship. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be another important one. But I hope everybody enjoyed this show today about happiness and how to make yourself happy, how to be happy. Don't change for nobody. You are you. You are a beautiful you. We're all here for a purpose. Don't forget about it. I hope everybody enjoyed this show today. And I hope everybody joins me back here next time. It's going to be a good show. This show will be, it's just going to be nothing but positivity. I hope everybody enjoyed my episode today of How to Be Happy, and I'll be back next week. Friendship. It's going to be a good, important show. I hope everybody enjoys their Christmas is coming up. Santa Claus is coming to town right around the corner. But spend time with your family. Spend time with your friends. Let people know that they have a purpose in this world. Big Rob's Positivity Podcast is back. And I'm not going anywhere. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll see you guys next week. Stay positive. We'll be right back.